Durham, to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I'm going to give you my astrological forecast for 2010. I'll talk about what's happening with the economy, politics, and the major social changes ahead for 2010. I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Then, immediately following this show, I have a special treat today. You'll get a second hour with me and my special guest, Maureen St. Germain. She'll open up the Akashic Records for 2010, and we'll compare those notes with what's happening astrologically. Then, we'll both take callers and answer your questions with info from the Akashic Records and your astrological chart. So stay tuned for that at 11 a.m. today. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I want to let you know that due to our current cycles, I'm now offering Mars retrograde consultations. These are half-hour consults focused on what direction you want to take for the next 2 years. They can also be used to help resolve anger or resentment issues. To schedule, call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. Also remember, you can learn about all these important cycles well ahead of time by subscribing to my Good Timing newsletters with email updates. For just 8 cents per day, you can know what time it really is and have the best guidance available for when to take your most important actions. And you can order these with the Good Timing Guide at the Polaris store by going to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or just call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? Have you found a way to get moving yet? Well, if not, don't worry about it. No one else is moving too fast either. Today is the last day of Mercury retrograde, but that means that Mercury is stopped dead in the water, so to speak. It's not moving at all. So you'll notice even more glitches, delays, and mistakes, usually in the first and last days of Mercury retrograde. And remember, it's going to take a while to get moving again, so don't expect everything to be working normally tomorrow. It will take another week for Mercury to get moving forward again at just half speed. It takes a little over 2 weeks for it to get into new territory. So we literally have until February 4th to get past all the catching up and fixes we have to do, then we'll be able to move into new territory. Today is a banner day for another reason. We have a solar eclipse today. Now, there's no need to go look outside. It's already occurred during the night, so we didn't get to see it. Here in the Pacific Northwest, it actually occurred very late last night at 11:12 p.m. Now, for those of you who are impacted by this eclipse, the primary meaning is related to taking on unexpected responsibilities. This is mainly due to someone else not being able to handle them anymore. Even though the circumstances under which this occurs may feel very challenging, you gain more self-esteem, harmony, and money by handling them. The universe is actually giving you a gift in disguise, so it's really a good idea to accept those responsibilities willingly. This solar eclipse occurs at 25 degrees of Capricorn. So if you or your business have a planet or an important point between 21 to 29 degrees of Capricorn or Cancer, then this eclipse is impacting you. Also, all eclipses are associated with eclipse events up to 30 days before and after the actual event. So, of course, Haiti's earthquake is likely to be an eclipse event. I haven't seen the chart for that country yet, but it's very likely. Now, speaking of earthquakes, I've been telling you for some time about Saturn square Pluto, a cycle related to the transformation of structures. This cycle peaks for the second time in 2 weeks on January 31st. Of course, the Earth is a structure. So all types of Earth changes are possible, including earthquakes, tsunamis, volcanoes, fires, hurricanes, tornadoes, and big storms. So we're in this mode big time this year for most of the year. And if you've not heeded my previous warnings to stock up in case of an emergency, I strongly encourage you to do so right away. I'll talk more about the surprises ahead for this year in the next segment. Just remember that we're still in earthquake season through September. And part of the major earthquake that occurred in Haiti is that the planet of Saturn just turned around and started moving backwards on January 13th. So Saturn was actually stopped and not moving at all at the time the earthquake happened. Now, that's when planets are most powerful in their energies, whenever they're stopped, just like Mercury is today. Now, whenever Saturn moves backwards or retrogrades, it means that we're all rethinking various structures. This can include the different processes we use at work, the way we manage others, the tools we use, and who has the authority to do what. Many companies will reorganize under this cycle, and Saturn will be retrograde until May 30th. Now, on top of all that, we have another big change coming this Sunday on January 17th. Jupiter, the planet of abundance and growth, moves into the sign of Pisces. Oh, and it loves this sign because it was the old ruler of Pisces. This means Piscean industries like oil, shipping, shoes, pharmaceuticals, movies, music, inspirational and spiritual organizations will all get growth. And I'll talk about this some more in the next segment. Jupiter in Pisces brings some more surprising situations this year. Now, back to what's been happening since December 20th. We're in Mars retrograde through March 10th, which is a very hard time to start anything new. I don't recommend it. However, it's a great time to reintroduce an older product or service that's been spiffed up, especially if it's now more relevant than ever. There are some very good dates for doing this listed in the February overview of my Good Timing newsletter. Now, check that out if you're in a position to reintroduce anything. Mars retrograde is also a great time to do remodeling. And Mars retrograde is often associated with feeling sluggish, tired, or even exhausted. If this is how you feel, don't push the river. If you're in this boat, your immune system and adrenals may be low. If so, get the Chinese herb astragalus, which comes in capsules and tinctures, and it's available at health food stores and wherever good supplements are sold. Astragalus is spelled A-S-T-R-A-G-A-L-U-S, and it will help you rebuild your entire immune system, including your adrenals. Now, Mars retrograde is really tough in another way, too. This is the time when we often see more outbursts of anger, resentment, and frustration. So prepare yourself to handle conflicts now through March 10th. It's a good time to learn the process of nonviolent communication, which is also known as compassionate communication. Marshall Rosenberg wrote the book Nonviolent Communication, A Language of Life. It's an excellent book anytime, but it's especially helpful now when there can be so many challenging conversations to handle. His website is www.cnvc.org. And that site also lists trainers who teach this excellent tool all over the world. That website, again, is cnvc.org. Now for the good news. We still have Venus conjunct the Sun, which is in range now through February 9th. It already peaked on January 11th. This cycle is always fun and enjoyable, and it will help us deal with some of the harder cycles that we're experiencing now. These are strong social and love energies that are great for networking and even falling in love. You could also come into more money during this period. People naturally tend to feel good with this cycle, and as a result, they naturally attract more money and loving relationships to them. We can all use more love, fun, and money, so enjoy this cycle. Now for something different. Each week, I'm going to give you a tip from my 2010 Good Timing Guide. This week, your tip is this. We have a long string of days when the final result code for new starts is either a falling out or we have a timeout when nothing positive comes of whatever you're starting. This means if you try to start something new before next Wednesday, January 20th, it won't come together as expected. Some part of the deal falls apart, or nothing comes of the deal. It never takes off or goes anywhere. This string of dates started on January 13th, and they last through the morning of January 20th. In the Pacific time zone, they last until 10:37 a.m. on January 20th, and after that, we finally get a good final result again for 2 days, so wait until then for new starts. Lastly, just a reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens, and you can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And the link is in the box at the top right of the home page. Get signed up today. Now, what's ahead for 2010 and for the economy, politics, and more? What surprises are in store for us in 2010? After I come back from this short break, I'll be giving my astrological forecast for 2010. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2010 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2010 good timing guide today.
Do you suffer with a health condition you can't move forward from? How would you feel if you woke up each day to better health? It's time to ignite your inner healer. We all have within us an amazingly powerful tool called our inner healer, and it is waiting to go to work for you today. Our bodies are our best authority when it comes to our health and healing. When we change our mind, we change our life. Visit Dr. Kell at AskDrKell.com today and wake up to better health tomorrow. That's AskDrKell.com.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Bella Spark Productions is proud to announce the third annual Extraordinary People Lecture Series in Seattle. Join us for three extraordinary men and one amazing lady, presenting Shirley MacLaine in a rare public appearance, plus Dr. Joe Dispenza, Reverend Carlton Pearson, and Robert Holden. Go to bellaspark.com for dates and information. Don't miss this opportunity to be inspired. Visit bellaspark.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, I'm giving my annual forecast for 2010, discussing what's ahead for the economy, politics, and many surprises that we'll see. And after that, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, let me start by asking you a question. Are you ready for a revolution? Are you angry that financial institutions, which caused Main Street huge financial losses, got bailed out by taxpayers and now they pay out billions of dollars in bonuses? Are you irritated that our for-profit healthcare system makes a lot of money on you but won't ante up when it's time for insurance to pay? Or maybe you can't even afford health insurance anymore. Are you tired of big companies preventing us from having access to better technology so they can continue to line their pockets by forcing us to buy products that endanger the earth and even our own health? Are you ready to change the game? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then welcome to 2010. If you answered no to all these questions, then you better buckle up. This is the year of the revolution, surprising changes, and changes that could occur very quickly. The year 2010 has a major configuration which no one alive has seen in their current incarnation. This set of cycles includes economic and social revolution, combined with earthquake energies or unexpected changes, plus structural transformation and either war or breakthrough energies. Wow. Talk about a loaded punch. If there is any year that will make multiple breakthroughs, it will be this one. Now, back in the 1960s, from roughly 1962 to 69, everyone born in that period came in to be one of the social change makers. That group of social change makers will now find themselves feeling pushed to start making the changes they came here to do. This is the beginning of their time to make these needed social changes. Now, the major configuration of this year is based on multiple cycles coming together at the same time. These include Mars and Saturn in Libra together, opposite Jupiter and Uranus in Aries together, and all of them square to Pluto in Capricorn. This is a gigantic set of energies that is primed for big surprises, breakthroughs, and major transformations. It's been dubbed the cardinal climax by astrologers because it occurs in the most powerful parts of the zodiac, the 0 degrees of cardinal signs, which are known for making changes quickly. In fact, Uranus, the planet that rules technology and unexpected changes, will be at 0 degrees Aries this summer, which is an indication of unexpected and new changes. Uranus is also the planet associated with extraterrestrials, aliens, radicals, and change makers in general. This will be the year they make major headway. This unusual set of cycles starts in late July 2010 and continues through mid-September. Now, prior to July, these cycles build up individually until they come together in late July and August. And after that, it will lessen in intensity, and the configuration eventually breaks up into individual cycles. But don't think the revolution will be over then. It won't be. This is just the beginning. The revolution goes strong through 2015 and persists through 2017. Now, what will transpire this year will depend greatly on our level of consciousness. We could choose to go to war, or we could make the needed economic changes to develop a sustainable economy. Our group consciousness will determine what happens this year. And speaking of our consciousness, are we ready to meet our extraterrestrial ancestors and the other ETs who've always been here, according to numerous whistleblower reports? If we're ready for that, then this is likely to be the year that the ETs will be announced by our government. You've probably seen the rumors from multiple sources that Obama and other world leaders plan to announce the existence of extraterrestrials and their technologies. If there was ever an astrological configuration that would confirm that, this cardinal climax would be the one I'd bet on. Uranus tiptoes into the sign of Aries on May 27th and stays at 0 degrees Aries until it slips back into Pisces late on August 13th. If that announcement doesn't occur within this window, it won't happen until 2011. Now, let's just imagine for a moment what would occur in the economy and the political situation if the ETs were announced and legitimized. First of all, economically speaking, those who have had both the economic and political control of the planet would be in a game-over situation. The advanced technologies that have been suppressed for so long would be revealed and made available in the near future. That would mean that oil, electricity, coal, and the many ways we now generate energy would become old technology. They could be replaced by units that generate free energy, such as Tesla discovered. If everyone had a free energy unit, we wouldn't need to buy electricity anymore. Or perhaps anti-gravity technology would make its debut. Many new technologies could make an appearance. There are even technologies that could clean up our environmental disasters if we could just get them out of hiding. Our governments have known about these different technologies for 30 to 60 years or longer. In theory, they haven't revealed this stuff to the people because they don't want everyone to be in fear and panic. And there is some truth to that. So we have to do our part to be prepared for major changes this year. What will happen to religions when it's announced that some of these ETs were our first ancestors? We'll find out. But aside from this major possibility that ETs could finally be announced by the various world governments, what other changes could we see occur? The financial system of the United States is undergoing a major transformation. These permanent changes could go several ways, but essentially, this summer will be the time when it must change. Either the U.S. dollar will get backed by a metal standard such as gold, or will face major inflation domestically and a major devaluation of the U.S. dollar internationally. Our bankers will face major changes to how they play their game with different rules and tax constraints. Our Federal Reserve will also be restructured. When 2010 is over, the financial arena will be different, and it will impact all of us. My bet is that the U.S. government will choose to back a percentage of the U.S. dollar with gold so it can remain the world's major currency. Now, what about health care? Will we finally get some changes passed to health care? Well, here's an idea for you to consider. Once the ETs are announced, we may not need health care in the way we've been fighting for all this time. Oh, we'll probably get a very watered-down bill passed for health care changes, but what I'm about to say will eventually make it a moot point. Do you understand that all health is related to our vibration? It's true, and someday all health care will treat our vibration instead of our symptoms. I used to think that might take another 100 years or longer. However, if the ETs were announced, vibrational medicine would become much more mainstream and quickly. Pharmaceutical companies would eventually become dinosaurs. You can get vibrational medicine now from homeopaths and other types of energy healers. Many people use various forms of this type of healing. We've also seen more advanced forms of vibrational medicine on television in the Star Trek series and other shows. If the ETs are announced, then vibrational medicine will become the primary mode of health care. Now let's turn our attention to the Middle East. If you listened to last week's show with Lee Carroll, then you know that Kryon, the Earth's magnetic master, has said that we're creating a new Jerusalem. He's also said that in whatever way the Middle East goes, so goes the entire planet. So it's important to create peace there. I asked Lee Carroll about what Kryon had said when he channeled to the United Nations in November 2009. He reported that Kryon said the younger people in Iran would continue their revolution and they would successfully oust their leaders. Then Iran would support Israel and some major shifts in the Middle East would occur. Now, I've looked at Iran's chart, and they certainly are primed astrologically for a major revolution to take place. So I could definitely believe that. I even mentioned on this show last year that we would see their protests return with greater numbers. Iran has managed to chase many of their protesters out of the country, but to no avail. Those people are still organizing behind the scenes from other countries using their computers and the internet. This is likely to be one of the major surprises in 2010. Now, what about earth changes? Could we see even more earthquakes, volcanoes, tsunamis, and so forth? Is Haiti's earthquake just the beginning? The answer to this question depends a lot on us. If we hang on to our old ways and continue to repeat our negative emotional and thought patterns, then we'll create more stress in the earth, and that will make earth changes much more likely. But we can use these energies instead to create breakthroughs in our social and economic structures, which would be positive. Now, I believe that 2010 is the year when major social and economic changes will finally occur. According to Carl Kalaman, the Mayan calendar shows that 2010 is the last full year of a 12.8-year period, during which we're doing 254 years of transformation in those 12.8 years. Now, in 2011, we'll do that same amount of transformation in 260 days. If the ETs are announced this year, I could definitely see that happening next year. Are you ready for these changes? Throw away the old rule book and start imagining a new world. This is the year of breakthroughs, and I hope you will take great advantage of it. Make some good choices and get ready for these changes. Welcome to 2010. Now, do you have a question for me? After this short break, I'll be taking your calls. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
A Sacred Moment is a unique funeral service offering distinctive choices for honoring and celebrating the life of a loved one. Whether you want to create an intimate home funeral vigil, an environmentally friendly burial, or a personalized tribute by planning a life celebration service with the support of a celebrant, A Sacred Moment can guide you in creating an experience that will truly reflect a life well lived. Call A Sacred Moment at 206-529-3803 and visit asacredmoment.com.
Did you know green is no longer just a color? It's a call to action to go green. The Perf Go Green Hour is all about building community through radio. Powerful conversations about solutions to ensure healthy environments and vibrant communities. We'll talk about practical solutions and how people all over the world are changing their individual behaviors to contribute to the solution. And this radio show encourages action and commitment. Join us for a transformative hour of radio with Perf Go Green. Visit perfgogreen.com. Green by choice.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max.
Ready to manifest your heart's desire? Want to know the secret to navigating life's in-between times with confidence and skill? Ready, Set, Manifest with Life Coach Debbie Lacey offers real tools to coach yourself through the in-betweens and leaps in life. Say goodbye to being stuck and hello to Ready, Set, Manifest. Visit theinspiredcoach.com and join the next Ready, Set, Manifest telegathering. You're not lost. You're getting ready. Visit theinspiredcoach.com.
Well, Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. I'm now taking your calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need your birth date, time, and location of birth. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And after taking your calls, I'll also give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, first, before I take your calls, I just want to quickly remind you that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. Now, if you're interested in gaining clarity about where you're headed for the next 2 years, or you have an issue related to anger or frustration, call me for one of my 30-minute Mars retrograde consultations. Okay, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. Let's head off to Bellevue, Washington. We have Renee standing by. She's going to be doing a lot of traveling in the next few months. It sounds nice. I wish I was going along with you, that's for sure. It's a little bit better than the rainy season around here in Seattle. But she wants to know if everything's going to go okay. Her date of birth is 3/11 of 56 at 1:35 a.m. in Grants, well, that's with an S, New Mexico. So, Renee, welcome to Cosmic Connections.
Hey, thanks.
And
hi, Madeline. Love your words. Thanks a lot.
Oh, thank you. Now, where are you going to be traveling?
All of a sudden, a lot of travel has come into my world, and mainly for pleasure.
How nice.
And so
how far away are you? Is it overseas? Is it domestic? Where is it?
Well, most of it's domestic. There will be one overseas trip to Sicily in the we're trying to set that up for probably September. We don't know actually if it should be August or September or October, but we're kind of focusing on September. And
if you're going to think about that time period, I would wait until the latter half of September when we get past that cardinal climax.
Well,
things are pretty during that time. What's that?
I said, it's interesting you say that. That's what our original plan was the later September into October. So I might have to go. Okay.
Yeah, that would be a better time to do that. Now, I'm just looking to see. It looks like you have had some major changes. Did you have a major change last year? Or
yes, major change.
Okay.
Over the last couple of years, but the major one last year was in September.
Okay. And so is this travel somehow related to that or not?
It freed up some opportunity for the travel to happen.
Okay.
That's why I'm a little nervous, because I don't have a real strong income base and I'm going to be traveling. So I guess that's what had to occur for this travel.
So the real question is, do you have enough income to do it?
Yes and no. So that's why I'm hoping some of the travel will be able to manifest into some business.
Oh, I see. Okay. That you were hoping. Okay. Now, right now it looks like things are a little bit unstable for you. And so the travel could be one of those manifestations. In other words, you're not staying put. You're moving around, right? How soon are you going to start it?
Next week is my first
trip. Yeah, okay.
That's just a real local hiatus type of thing.
Okay. And so some of that is just you having some restlessness.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
getting that out of your system, basically, or, helping to get it out of your system.
Exactly.
You see, and it's a way for you to channel that energy so that you're doing something positive with it instead of, like creating accidents or something like that. Sometimes when we're in an unstable situation, we end up attracting unstable situations to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, so that's when people, do things like have accidents or that kind of thing. And that's not the kind of situation you want to attract to you. So, when you're out there traveling, I might, do something just to stabilize yourself. You can ground yourself easily by just imagining that, you know, you have a long cord coming out of your tailbone that goes all the way down to the center of the earth, and just, you know, wrap it around the center of the earth, or put an anchor down, or, you know, any way that you want to anchor yourself that way. And it can be a very flexible cord so that when you're traveling, you're still anchored to the center of the earth and you're grounded.
Yeah.
You're not just flying off, you know, scattered.
Right.
You see.
Which
would not be useful, you know, under this configuration. because when you're real scattered, you see, then that's when you can have problems.
Right.
Okay.
Well, it's interesting because this first trip I'm doing all by myself, and it's just, you know, it's like, you know, a drive, you know, I'm driving to the destination, and then I'm doing this kind of like retreat, and it's just for me, and that's particularly the reason I'm doing it, is for the grounding.
Great. And you can be grounded. You can just, all you have to do is right at the beginning of each trip, you know, ground yourself and just give instructions that, you know, it's a long, flexible cord, and it can go with you all the way to your destination.
Yeah. The one I was more concerned with is the one that I'm doing with my boyfriend at the end of February, early March, to Hawaii. I had canceled that trip, and then we went ahead and booked it. And so I had a little concerns, but now I'm eager to go now that it's booked. I just thought, oh, how is this all going to turn out? But
let me ask Benny a question here. Benny?
Yeah, what's up, Madeline?
Do we have anybody else waiting?
We do.
Okay. You know what? I'm gonna move on to the next caller. And call me if you really want to talk about that some more. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Thanks
so much.
Be
sure you ground yourself when you're taking these trips.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Renee, for calling in. Yeah, we got to move the show along. Plenty of people want to get readings with Madeline Gerwick on Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And let's head off to now Madeline, Seattle. We have Nancy standing by. She had 3 heart attacks last year. Man, I really have nothing else. She's a trooper, definitely. That's what I'm going to say. She's looking for some better health outlook for 2010, so let's see if we can help her out. And let me give you the information. It's July 18th of 54.
Okay, what time?
6:30 p.m.
6:30 p.m., yep. Okay. And what location?
Good old Manhattan, New York.
Wow.
I know, right? I'm jealous. I'm not there either. Nancy, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Nancy.
Hello.
I'm glad you called. Let's see. So you're wanting to know about health situations, huh?
Yes.
Okay. So let me have a look here of what's going on. I want to first just... Oh, yes. Wow. Okay. Did you not make some changes last year that you should have made?
Not really.
Did you make any changes last year?
I did make changes, but they were for the better.
That's good. That's good. It looks like this year you still have another change to make. And So the important thing for your health is to make the change. And it can be something that's very different, not a little change. You know, it could be a very big change. So did you make any big changes last year? Of course, you had the health issues, which were huge.
You got out of a bad relationship.
Excellent. Okay, that's very good. Okay. And you might perhaps get into a better one this year. That's not impossible. We have some pretty good energies that will be coming along to assist you this year. They're not quite there yet, but they're working on it. They're getting closer.
It couldn't get any worse.
What's that?
I said it couldn't get any worse.
Right. Exactly. So a lot of times when somebody like you has a heart attack, see, you are someone who is different and unusual, but you may have a situation where you tend to express this through your relationships rather than directly yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of this is just to, you know, the unusual piece, you see, if you tend to resist it, then you can get into the unexpected arena of, you know, heart attacks, strokes, accidents, that kind of thing. But as long as you're going with it and you're allowing yourself to become, you know, who you truly are, you should not be having that kind of a situation. Now, you say you got out of a bad relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So what was that relationship? Oh, I see. I'm going to run out of time.
It was violent.
Okay. Yes, okay. So anytime you're in that situation, you know, you're basically not allowing yourself to be who you truly are. You see, so it was very good that you got out of that relationship because that was probably what was behind the heart attack.
Oh, I believe it was.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it looks like here anyway. Anyways, thank you for calling in, and I hope that this year you can make some of those important changes. Okay.
Thank you.
Now, do you have a question for me? When we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2010 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2010 good timing guide today.
Did you know Greek Oats yogurt fat content actually helps you lose weight? Not only does this healthy fat contribute to curbing sugar cravings, also the probiotic bacteria in Greek Oats yogurt has an effect on how fats are metabolized and absorbed by the body. So don't forget to pack a Greek Oats yogurt for a snack today. For more information, visit GreekOatsYogurt.com and AnnaLuke.com.
Are you tired or struggling to get to where you want to be in your life? Want some help getting to that next level? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and passionate champion of your complete success. I'm excited to give you powerful books, teas, and coaching to help you easily transform your life from the inside out. Now is the time to make your life sing. Visit MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Do you have junk in your trunk? Are there backseat drivers in your life? Do you use your horn to communicate your wants and desires? Grab hold of your Wheel of Life today with our exclusive how-to program, Are You in Your Driver's Seat? It contains three books in one, a driver's manual, a personal maintenance log, and owner's manual. You can go it alone or work with one of our pit crew members. When you get in trouble on the road of life, pull into the pit. $25 per half-hour session for Dr. Pat listeners. Visit EmergeCoachingServices.com. Get in your driver's seat today.
Bella Spark Productions is proud to announce the third annual Extraordinary People Lecture Series in Seattle. Join us for three extraordinary men and one amazing lady. Presenting Shirley MacLaine in a rare public appearance. Shirley, still feisty and fabulous after all these years. Joe Dispenza, the most recognized visionary in the hit movie What the Bleep. Reverend Carlton Pearson, the fundamental evangelical Pentecostal bishop who said to hell with hell. Robert Holden, Britain's get happy guru with a feel-good philosophy that will make your heart smile. three men and a lady. Go to bellaspark.com for dates and information. That's BELLASpark.com. Buy series tickets for the men and get $10 off the lady. Don't miss Shirley MacLaine and three extraordinary men. Visit bellaspark.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and I believe we already have all the callers we can handle for today. And after that, I'll give you the prosperity tip of the week. Also, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get headed in the right direction. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. Let's stay locally here in Seattle. We have Brenda calling in. She's wondering if she has any career changes on the home front or coming up anytime soon. Her birth date is 8-27 of 68, so August 27th of 68 at 2 p.m. in San Jose, California. So, Brenda, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, Brenda.
Hi, Madeline.
What kind of career are you doing now?
I'm in real estate.
And what would you like to move to?
Actually, I want to stay in real estate, but I'm just wondering if there's going to be any major changes. Maybe who I'm working for or...
Okay, now when you say you want to stay in real estate, do you mean in the same job, same type of position? Okay. All right. So you don't want to move to a different section of it. You'd like to stay in the same situation.
I would like definitely stay in the same.
There's a situation. It's not there right now, but it looks like it has already been through there at least once. Is there some intolerable situation that's occurring at work?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. You nailed that.
Yeah. So now, can you think of how you can change that situation, because it's going to want to change?
Well, I'm trying to stay positive and just try to appreciate certain people for the good that they do instead of looking at the negative, I guess. So that's kind of my goal, just trying to appreciate people for, you know, what they have to offer.
Right. What's the intolerable situation?
I think it's just more of a personality conflict.
Okay.
And money issues.
And money issues. Okay. Mm-hmm. What's the intolerable money issue?
Well, you know, we're in sales. And so there's been situations in the past that... somebody thought maybe that I stole their sale, or stole their clients.
Oh,
so
I see. It's
a huge, huge issue.
Yeah,
and
it's a gigantic
really
issue.
Really hard time
sales.
Getting past it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay. And so what? So where is that at the moment?
We're trying to work through it. It's definitely there. Everybody knows about it, and. We tried to rectify it financially, but I think a lot of feelings maybe were hurt, and they trust, both sides of trust.
Right.
Affected.
Very hard to regain trust after an issue like that.
It is.
I'm not saying that you couldn't make it work, but it would be quite a challenge, and this issue is going to come up again. One last time to get finished, resolved. And it just might be that you end up making the change to someplace else. So that would be something for you to think about. It's going to take a little while for this issue to come up again. Let me see if I can tell you kind of quickly. right around maybe May.
And unfortunately, Madeline, I apologize. That was a cell phone call, so I think we dropped her. But if you want to finish up the reading, just I'm sure she's listening off air, so go ahead.
Yeah, well, okay, yes. So just, you know, to do what she can to be prepared to make that change by May.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hopefully that works out for you. And good luck to you, Brenda. Let's see here. We have one more caller. Madeline's go to Mary. She's calling in from Portland, Oregon. And she had a stroke about 4 years ago. She lost a lot of the feeling in her arms and the usage of those arms. And she's wondering if they'll ever come back. Her date of birth is 1/6/38 at 7:05 p.m. in Poland. And I apologize. It's a hard last name, or at least the name to spell the city. Mary, can you remind me of where you were from, where you were born?
Novosonsk.
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 All right.
I have it, Mary.
Okay. Just making sure, because I know pronunciations are kind of tricky for us around here.
yes, it's in my database. Mary, let me ask you something about your health now. How are you doing now, health-wise? I mean,
I think I'm doing fine.
Okay. But you're still missing some of the
my left arm doesn't work, and I don't have a whole lot of strength in my left leg either.
You know, I'm going to give you a referral to a place. I don't know if this would help or not, but I would call them at least and find out if they can help you. Did you say you were in Portland?
Yes.
Okay. Down in Woodburn, Oregon, there is the Northwest Neural Developmental Training Center. And my own daughter got, you know, help from this group some years ago. And they have some tools and techniques there that are very helpful in getting the neurological system to reconnect itself. So I would see if there's any possibility that they could help you with that. That'd be the first place I would send you. And let me tell you the phone number for this place. It's the Northwest Neural Developmental Training Center in Woodburn, Oregon. And their phone number is 503-981-0635. That's 503-981-0635. And I would see if they could help you, you know, regain that feeling. Because they do have techniques to, you know, reconnect the brain and the, you know, the neurological network together again.
Okay, that would be very helpful.
Yeah, so try that first of all. And what I see going on here for your health looks pretty positive at this point. You know, you've probably had some fairly challenging situations in the past, but this year, I mean, you do have perhaps one major change that's coming up, perhaps in your either joint resources or I don't know, is there any possibility of an inheritance or a tax issue or anything like that, or an insurance issue?
That might be coming, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, there was money that was promised to me a long time ago, and it's been really held up, and I never got it.
Ah. I wonder if you'll get it.
I would love
that. It looks like
there's
something that's kind of become intolerable that's going to break free.
Oh, good. That would be wonderful.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah.
I'm going to be going to have cataract surgery on the 10th.
The 10th of?
February.
Oh, what kind of surgery are you having? Oops,
cataract.
I just realized my time is up here. But
cataract.
I hope that you will contact that Northwest Neural Developmental Training Center.
Right.
And check in with them, and hopefully you will get this money this year. I'm out of time. I apologize. But thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, thanks, Mary, and good luck to you.
Now, each week I give a prosperity tip from our Eight Keys Prosperity Training, and this week your tip is this. Listen to your story. What are you telling yourself? What are you telling others? Even though you may see yourself telling it like it is, what's really happening is you are telling it like it will continue to be. That's because whatever you're thinking and talking about today is what will create your tomorrow. So if you want something different to show up, think a new thought, consider a new possibility, feel a new option is viable. That's what will bring it to you, including more money. Now, next Friday, I'll talk about balancing relationships and our inner male-female energies. But stay tuned for the next hour when I'll have Maureen St. Germain with me. She'll look into the Akashic Records for 2010, and we'll both take your calls. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.